Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
One night a John.
I pressed this other beat to come on like fucking 2 minutes ago, but since Blog Talk never works, that's what you get. How you guys doing? Welcome to the show. Skinny, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there, man. We got Six online. We got Mook. We got Saeed on the line. We've all touched on this subject, and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. That's why I keep touching on it.
Boy, does it.
Kind of like how a priest keeps touching on a choir boy. But anyway, that's just disgusting to even think about. Forget about he and she. They want to throw that out of the books. They don't want you or your kids to call anybody a he or a she. Because too many people deem this to be offensive. CNN just put out a big report about this. And, of course, Anderson Cooper was the original guy to break it. I wonder why. It'd be the same with Ellen DeGeneres breaking this story. You know, but I'm reading this one article, and it says goodbye to he and she and hello to Z. That's right, Z-E.
Is that an alien?
Z is basically a name for gender to correspond to their biological sex, which they can determine as whatever they want. Neither a man nor a woman, like Jenner, for example. Now that he still has his dick and balls, but he's got tits now. So, what does he consider himself? What is he? I think he's a fucking
freak.
Yeah, a freak, to say the least.
Remember that movie with Adam Sandler and what was it, with the little kid, and he said you could be anything you want, you could dress any way you want, and the kid dressed all fucked up, and then he called himself Frankenstein. Okay, you're Frankenstein. That's what these people are now. Freaks of nature created. Okay, Frankensteins.
There's literally...
Because we give them the option to be anything they want.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a boy or girl. Everyone's
supporting us, too, because remember earlier, man, Target even got rid of having boys and girls sections, so you just have one section now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just getting around. It's fucking terrible.
Yep. Yeah. Eventually, they're going to even do away with men and women's separate bathrooms. They're going to have the same toilet for both men and women.
Oh, no. I'm not a fan at all, because first and foremost, if anybody knows a bitch's bathroom, them things are filthy. I had to piss one time in a woman's bathroom because the men's was all broke down, and I went in there. I gave the bitch one. I said, don't be alarmed. I'm not going to rape any of them. I just had to pee. So I did that, but man, the smell was funky. Guess what was in the garbage bins, man? Fucking bloody tampons and all that nasty ass shit.
Yup.
Ain't no one trying to have shared space with bitches in the bathroom? Nah, man.
Let me ask you, man.
I went in the bathrooms where women don't flush the toilet.
Filthy.
When I used to clean them motherfuckers.
Man, I ain't trying to go pee at a gas station and next you know there's some fucking aborted goddamn fetus in the toilet. Man, get that shit out of here. Keep that away from me. Peeing by a shrimp.
I mean, so with all this nonsense that's taking place, man, are they going to... They're going to rewrite these laws about sexual harassment?
Hmm. Welcome, Ron, to the show. Nowadays, you don't know what you can say to who. Everybody is offended by everything.
Yep.
Everybody gets
offended. You know what I mean? So, I mean, what? I don't understand.
I don't know.
We are going to continue as a society. I don't understand this. I know what their end goal is. I mean, see, when you start teaching this shit to the children, man, you just took care of your population control problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I done told y'all, you know, several times. I had to explain what gay meant to my son before I could even have the birds and bees conversation with him. So now that he's still in school and I got two more babies I got to put through school. You know what I mean? I'm lying. I got four babies I got to put through school. When they start to implement this in the curriculum, I mean, I think that it's going to be, wow, it's going to be an outrage, man, because if I'm paying to send them to school, and I'm saying in the private school sector, and they're teaching my children this nonsense, I don't think it could be too much backlash behind the homeschooling at that point.
Right.
I don't have to subject my family members to the bullshit that the government is going to allow. I don't understand this, man. And they wonder why these damn schools keep getting shot up. When they keep putting out these crazy-ass stories, some of these people ain't as extreme as everybody thinks. I think that they're trying
right.
to, in their own twisted way, warp the system.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah,
you have
to
consider
that. Yeah, you know, you remember the Columbine shooting, right? In Columbine High School in Colorado?
Yeah.
There were those two crazed lunatics who started shooting up that high school. They were both admitted homosexuals.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, that just goes
yep.
to prove. Yeah, that goes to prove how crazed and lunatic all these these high schools have become. They breed literally... Not only fags, they breed all sorts of crazy.
Yeah, they breed psychotic, schizophrenic, homosexual, satanic androids. I mean, it's just fucking nuts. And what's crazy is, I mean, how do I know what some of these people are, if they're men or women? I mean, you can't even tell by looking at them. So do I got to approach them and say, excuse me, Z? I mean, that sounds so weird. Excuse me, Z, let me get that door for you.
And then
you,
they'll
Z.
get offended.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, though, luckily, though, Prez, you know, they haven't perfected the process. You can kind of still tell because they don't look normal. These motherfuckers walk around these bulldaggers looking like weird-ass experiments. These fucking sweet-ass faggy dudes look weird, too. It's odd, man. You can still call them out.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Because they want us... They say that he and she, they want to get rid of it completely. They want to get rid of it out of the classroom. Once you take that out of the classroom, you're going to have just a whole generation of kids. I believe Mook said earlier, there's not going to be born reproduction. We ain't got to worry about the population control. It's
Right.
Yeah, it's just like the whole Georgia Guidestones. They want to reduce the population. Around a half a billion people. Well, they don't have to. You know, they use, of course, they've been using warfare and disease for that. But you're right. Just like they said on Mook's point, when you have people totally confused about their gender and getting rid of gender terms and trying to encourage, homosexuality among kids, nobody wants to be confused by that. And in fact, I was reading an article that even straight men don't want to have children. They don't want to get married because the feminists have screwed up society so much, screwed up women so much, that now even straight men don't want to have kids or get married.
It's a 1-2 punch. You got the feminist, the evil feminist woman, and then you got the gay man. So what they do is they decided to work together and they said, okay, gay man, we're gonna influence you everywhere that way. We're gonna give you a bunch of other gay men. And then the women, we're going to make you hate men so much. So now you have a whole generation of these bleeding, these free bleeders. They don't even put pads on anymore. They hate men. I mean, they throw rocks at them. I've seen videos. Six has shown me crazy videos. I remember seeing like a bunch of these women in India hitting this guy with a broom and fucking their purses, throwing rocks at him. And it was like 100 of these bitches on one dude on a little tin roof.
Yeah,
video in Chicago, where they were hitting this guy with a car seat.
There's like four or five women beating him with fucking sticks and car seats. What the fuck? So in order to get that car seat, don't you have to take your kid out of it? Where's your kid while you're beating that guy in the head with this fucking car seat? I mean, Jesus Christ. What are your thoughts on this, Ron? You're old school. You grew up in a whole different era. What was it like when you grew up? And then explain to people what it's like now and how it's affected you.
Well, I went to private school until the third grade, and then I went to public schools. And now this is back in the 50s, the mid-50s, when I was in grammar school, and then in the early 60s. But there was no such thing as homosexuals. I do not remember when I first found out about homosexuals, what it was, but it most likely was in high school. And that's just because guys would call other guys homos, facts.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Wait a minute. I just remembered. I did come into contact with the term homosexual in, I think it was the seventh or eighth grade. Going into high school, our guys were making jokes about it. But there was nothing taught.
Like 4 or 5.
Yeah, there's nothing taught in schools, even the public schools then. Homosexuality was not brought up in any of the classes. It was not dealt with. And here's what the deal is with the homosexual agenda. The New World Order gang, Rotten Shields, the Rotten Sellers, the Bushes, the Clintons, all the top billionaires, they want everyone who is what they call of the unwashed masses to become homosexuals. For the basic reason, they do not want us to breed. They're tired of us having babies. That's what we call abortion. It's not abortion. Technically, abortion is an incorrect term. It's murder. The murder of unborn babies was legalized for the sole purpose of cutting down on the population. Like
on the male population,
the Georgia Guidestones, they want to cut the population back to 500 million. Well, just the murder of unborn babies is not enough. That's why they have massive wars. That's why they have vaccination programs. Vaccinations are not designed to prevent you from getting a disease and dying. They're designed to cause you to get a disease and die, especially in the third world nations, mostly Africa and Asia. The vaccines are deliberately given to reduce the population. And that's what AIDS was.
I caught malaria in Africa, man, and the medication they gave me was outdated back in '79.
Welcome on, Nadalag, to the show.
What's up?
What's going on, brother?
Nadalag, we're doing a show about they want to get rid of the words he and she, and they want to use a new term called Z. For these confused people that don't know if they're man or woman.
Freaked.
Basically, these mentally ill people want to use shaming tactics to get us to stop using these words. Because they find he and she offensive. Your whole life, you're taught one thing. How does this make you feel? I want to get your take on this.
Well, my take on this is my honest opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always brutally honest. Whenever I speak, I think the whole purpose of going after the children is since they couldn't make, you know, people our age resort back and accept homosexuality, so they want to affect the kids, so when we die off, they just won't see nothing wrong with it. So at this point, we need to either pull your kids out of school entirely, or we need to, you know, I hate to say it, but we need to protect this country from domestic terrorists, because that's what they are. I mean, you can't just...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's been in the military...
That's a great term. Right.
Yeah. Anybody that's been in the military, you know, you took the oath to protect this country from foreign and domestic. So this time, whenever a domestic terrorist seems to be passing laws and all that other stuff, you know what I'm saying? It just might be time to fix this, because, like, to go after a child's mind when he's young and to purposely throw homosexual tendencies all through his cartoon and put it through his school,
yeah.
and this is supposed to be a Christian nation, you know what I'm saying? This goes against all the Christian values already. So, I mean, at this point, we are looking at the enemy of we just have to call them domestic terrorists, because you're going after the children, in which they're still impressionable, and like I said, they're going after them because they're not going to see anything wrong with it, because they don't know to look and see anything wrong with it.
If you pound it into their mind, yeah, if they grow up and that's all they see. Six sent me a commercial, what was it?
Oh,
for
the
Star
Campbell
Wars.
Soup commercial press?
Campbell's Soup. Explain that.
Yeah. Well, there's a commercial going around now that has Campbell's Soup. It's a Campbell's Soup Star Wars campaign where they got, like, sort of Star Wars chicken soup. Now, you know, Star Wars is the shit with the kids. They got a new movie and all this shit, so they're already pushing to them. Here's how the commercial goes. You see a fucking father feeding his fucking son the goddamn soup, going, you know, ooh, I am your father. The whole Star Wars bit. And then cuts to the side, here comes another fucking dude, a fucking faggy ass dude comes here with another spoon, and he does the same damn thing. I am your father. And then they're both making I'm the daddy jokes. And after the commercial ends, the one faggot tells the other faggot, nah, you're a better chewy. And he does the fucking slowy noise. So, and then that wasn't even the end of that. So besides
that
the dick stuck in your window, in the background of that picture, Prez pointed this shit out, they had a fucking rainbow toy in the background. Like, really? You can't be any more obvious?
Oh,
fucking
man. Yeah.
Faggy ass Campbell's Soup.
It was a rainbow thing, right?
The bag. How are they going to fag up chicken soup? That annoys me deeply. They fagged up chicken soup, man. That's fucked up.
Well, this has been brewing for a long time. From the time they had that crap on there, one and a half men, the two men raising a child, and all the other stuff, they've been just
my
slipping it head all over the place, and now they just, you know what I'm saying? And since now that the actual, you know what I'm saying, gay marriage is legal now, so now they're just attacking, you know what I'm saying? They're attacking the weakest of the weakest. They're going after your children. So at this point, you can either pull your kids out of school or call them what they are to their face, domestic terrorists. I didn't ask you to do this to my child. I didn't ask you to do this to my child's mentality. I didn't ask you to make him a target. I didn't ask you to, you know, filter in opposite emotions of what he's supposed to have. I mean, it even happened in the Empire movie. The Empire movie, you know what I'm saying, with the rappers and stuff like that. Everything was cool, and then all of a sudden it's like, it hit like five bad notes. Gay, 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 gay. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And it did the same thing with Michael Sams on the ESPN.
Yeah.
He said, "Hell, here we go." You know, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, kissing this white boy in the mouth. I mean, like I said, we are at, like, if you want me to, and the thing about it is, when ESPN even aired that, I'm pretty sure they had the opportunity to cut the film. But they chose not to cut it.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it went instantaneously.
In Adelaide?
Huh?
Didn't they zoom in on there?
Yeah, and kept watching it. Like, like it was a, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to believe something is staged, but in the same aspect, how could, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, whenever news people do stuff, you know, very seldom do they, you know, they run it through a feed and try to stop it just in case something stupid happens. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think they did that with ESPN. I think they had already recorded it. And they said, all right, well, you know what I'm saying? We got like a minute delay. We can either stop it or let it go. And we're gonna shock all the men sitting there with their children to see can we filter in some more of this homosexuality activity. Like I said, we're being attacked. If you are a real Christian, we are being attacked.
Right. And you know, it's not just with the blatant, you know, displays of homosexuality. I mean, just the whole, I mean, the main thing they want to do through all these commercials and media, you notice the common theme, they want to destroy masculinity by always presenting men as less intelligent than women. You know, you ever look at all these commercials, for example, technology commercials, the women are, now, first of all, in my experience, this is not sexist, this is reality. Women are less intelligent than men. I don't care what feminists
get.
Women do not know as much as men. But on all these commercials, especially the tech commercials, whether they're like a new iPhone or an iPad or any of these technologies, it's always the woman who's depicted as the one who can actually operate the computer or the device. The man is always shown as being less intelligent, a total moron. When it comes to anything technical.
Dude, remember the Radio Shack commercials with Howie Long? It had some old little bitch that was with him, and she was always correcting him. And every fucking sitcom you can name that had a married couple, the husband was a dummy. And the fucking bitch was always correcting him. It's always like that.
They're always attacking masculinity. They're always going at like ESPN, for example. Okay, they just had Jenner as a hero award. I mean, ESPN, growing up, I mean, everybody here could testify. That, I mean, that's the most manly shit, you know, except when they have the swimsuit issue. But now what are they going to have, the transgender swimsuit issue?
Playboy magazine is going to throw out nudity.
Jenner's
nude spreads are going to be pressed. One of Playboy's final nude spreads ever is going to be Bruce Jenner. So,
are you kidding me?
They're just throwing away nudity. One of the last people Bruce Jenner.
From Wheaties to Playboy.
Yeah, that's far
wrong on all fucking levels. I say you boycott Wheaties and Playboy. Kill two birds with one stone. I mean, that's just fucking wrong. How do you explain that to your kids? How do you explain that to your 3-year-old when he says, Daddy, why does that boy have two fathers? Or why is that little boy wearing a dress? Or wearing a pink, didn't they have a toy where they have a pink dress now for the boy? The boy could be the princess Halloween costume.
Yep.
Wow.
They don't market them towards boys and girls. Now they just have one set of costumes, and it could be a princess, it could be a pirate, but they can both buy it.
Well, we were in school. If a kid showed up dressed as a girl, that kid would get his ass beat at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how it was.
Now the teacher can say, hey, don't worry about it, little Billy. Wear that pink shirt. Don't listen to them other kids. They're wrong. That's what they're going to say. And that kid's going to believe it.
I'm still trying to figure out how in the hell and when did their opinion become so much of a value. Because that's their freedom. That's their freedom of opinion. Now, if you've been raped, goddammit, go get some counseling. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
but to sit down and choose that, and Jenner was what, 65 when he did this shit?
Who?
Yeah.
The Kardashian dude. Was he like 65 years old when he did this?
Old ass friend.
So you've been a bitch your whole life. Had three children. Those children have children. So not only do you rob them of their father, you rob their children of their granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, like, and I'm serious, y'all. We just got to We got to come up with a goddamn contingency plan, man, because it seems like every time we talk, we talking about faggots. I'm sick and tired of this shit.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You know what it is, Mook? They block all in. You know, they got us again. I mean, they want to phase out the masculine male. They want to phase us out completely.
You know, I'm gonna make a very racist statement, and I hope it doesn't offend anybody, but this is what I truly think at this point. You know how a lot of blacks say that it's the white man's fault, this and that. There's only one thing I can truly blame the white man for. The white man let his white woman run wild, and that shit just trickled down to everybody else. Why could y'all keep your foot in her ass like you were supposed to? That's my question. I mean, all y'all had to do, you know what I'm saying, is virtually keep it like it was, you know what I'm saying? But it started with, okay, well, you know, you remember back in the day with My Three Sons and the movies like that, you know, and it started as a bad joke.
Well, you know, my wife makes all the decisions.
Shit. They took that shit serious. And now we are actually faced, I mean, cause like, to be honest, on the black side of town, my granddaddy rules was, you know what I'm saying, that God bless him, he's gone now. You know, granddaddy, how you keep a woman from leaving you? Chain her to the goddamn floor like you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what's going on the other side of town. But on the other side of town, y'all eased up on women so much because, like, the gay white women infiltrated the civil rights movement because they were white. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't going to stop them. You know, but they were gay, and they were, their main purpose was to bring in women's rights, in which black women wasn't even part of that crap.
Yeah, they gave up civil rights.
Exactly. You know, the
just use them for
it,
numbers.
Not to cut you off, but they gated it up to the point to where a black guy getting shot doesn't mean as much as a kid at school getting called a faggot. It's crazy. It's crazy what they did. I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sayy. Go ahead.
Well, okay, no, I'm just going to extend the point about, you know, the feminism. You know, now if you go to the Muslim countries now, all because they watch mostly Western television shows and films, when they see all the women in Western television shows and films acting the way they do, that has actually affected them, too. Now, in a lot of these Muslim countries, they're also women there are now advocating for so-called women's rights, which in reality is a joke. Women's rights is actually just male bashing, but that's what's happening all over the world, even in traditional sites.
Women have more rights as it is anyway, especially in the courts. Like we talked about last time, about a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, this needs to come to a halt. I mean, it needs to come to a halt soon. I mean, very soon. Or we're going to be done went too far to where there's not going to be enough men left over. I mean, we're going to have to decide. Right now, who is going to be leading? Now, granted, the Bible said man is ahead. Granted, all through history of different countries, man is ahead. But we are leaning this way. I mean, like, if the Lord took a rib from Adam and created woman, that means man is still 95% godlike, and she's only 5%. So I'm not even thinking 50-50 or 51-49. I'm thinking 95-5. You know what I'm saying? She gets 5% of running shit, and we get 95%, because at least we need to cut out, you know, all this crap about, you know, like let's look at the voting process. There used to be a time, one house, one vote. Everybody go this way. Now when women's rights came into effect, it was no more one house, one vote. Now it's one house, two votes. So therefore, you even added extra paperwork and extra problems trying to do going through the voting process when it should be one vote, one house, one household, that's it.
The whole women's tyranny movement was designed to destroy the family and to destroy a civilization, society. Here's what the average person, if you were to go up to anyone on the street, doesn't matter what race, and you ask them, 120 years ago, back in the 19th century, when a woman got divorced, would she get anything? Would she get alimony? Would she get property? Would she get anything from her husband? And everyone would say, well, of course, she would get half of everything. Wrong. Up until the women's tyranny movement, women got zero
nothing
in a divorce. Zero. In fact, the 19th century, the 1800s, women were not permitted to own property.
Yep.
In America or around the world in the Western nations. And most of your so-called third world nations today don't allow women to own property. I don't know what it's like in all the different third world nations, but probably most nations outside of what we call the Western world, women cannot own property. They can't have bank accounts. And that was designed to keep the family intact. If a woman today were to get married and she knew that when she got divorced, she got zero, no alimony, no child support, she didn't get the children, the husband got the children, what do you think the rate of divorce would be? Would it go up or go down?
It would go down drastically.
It would go way down to almost zero.
You're damn right.
So in other words, go ahead.
That's the problem with the Western culture. It has been a 180-degree turn from righteousness, justice, etc., to perversion, injustice, unrighteousness, etc.
I agree.
It started with showing too much sympathy. Change, you know what I'm saying? You know, like if a woman kept coming at you, and then you start giving in, that's where this shit started. Now there's nothing else to give in. And what we are talking about tonight, the summary of what we're talking about tonight, I'm serious. The summary of what we're talking about tonight is that our forefathers were correct. That's what we just figured out. That the way it was better than it is now, and they already thought it. We just realized that we need to go back to the way it was. That's all we just realized.
Yeah, really? Oh, man, I don't like the way it's looking right now. I know that for damn sure.
Right, and they knew it was coming too. That's why they had it different.
Yeah.
Just because, you know what I'm saying? You know what? You never have to reinvent the wheel. But I swear, when you start, you know, cutting parts of the wheel out because you think this is making them better, when you're actually weakening the wheel, this is where we are today. From giving in, give it in, give it in, give it in, give it in. Now there's nothing else to give in. Now they're taking, and they're looking at you like, so this is just the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah, well, you know, just, you know, give an example of this. You know, before the 1979 revolution in Iran, when the Shah was in power, the country was totally Western. Oh, well, I wouldn't say completely Westernized, but it was almost, I mean, it was heavily Westernized. I mean, a lot of women were being feminized. They didn't want to get married and this and that. Right after the Islamic Revolution of 79 in Iran, Iran's population jumped from, I think it was around 30 million to 70 million. Now I think the population of Iran is probably close to around 80 million. Just in a few decades after the revolution, because they went back to the traditional ways of doing things, the traditional
relationships that existed between men and women in the past that was all reincorporated in the country, and you saw how the population dramatically increased. And you see in all the Western countries, the population is rapidly decreasing. In fact, now they're actually paying couples to have children. I know in Germany, they actually will pay like I think it's like 2,000 or something Deutschmark just for a couple to have a child. Excuse me.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there's a lot of fruitcakes over in Germany. What the fuck, faggots? They're bratwurst and they're sauerkraut. But anyway, it's spread. It's all across. I mean, it just shows you what happens when Western civilization and Western culture and influence goes into another area. It could just fuck shit up completely. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, but it's not really our culture. It's our culture changed over here.
We weren't even letting the wrong people leave.
Our culture changed. Huh?
We're putting what's not supposed to be in power. It's an unnatural shift. What happens when you take an entire army and you have a general who's meant to lead and you let a fucking grunt, you know, nobody who's just the fucking dishwasher of the army, you tell that person, hey, now you're leader. The whole fucking army fails. These fucking bitches don't have the genetic coding to lead properly. That was never their role naturally. Now you start craving this shit that they can't control physically and mentally. It's an imbalance. And if we let these bitches have periods and they get all fucking emotionally all out of whack for fucking weeks, you gonna let that fucking lead anything? I think it's not 95, it's 100%. We need to take the rule back because you can't let something unstable have any balance of fucking power. And if you ask yourself this question, here's what you should ask yourself. Where is some bitch gonna lead me? There's no answer. Ain't no bitch can lead any man anywhere. That's why we're failing now. We letting bitches run too goddamn wild.
Exactly.
You know what the Bible says about women ruling over a nation?
Oh, no,
it's
that's considered to be a curse.
Well, biblically, if you look at it biblically, I'm not even a religious person or by no certain specific facts. Wasn't Adam's first wife Lilith the reason this bitch got kicked out? Is because she was too uppity and fucking just being an uppity piece of shit. So God said, "Nah, you're being replaced, stupid." And that's how Eve came to play. Even the Bible says when you're uppity, you need to go, get away. It's just the nature of things.
Women and children ruling over a nation is considered a curse in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "O my people, their oppressors are children, and women rule over them. O my people, those who guide you lead you astray and confuse the direction of your path." And that's what's going on in America and the Western world is look at how many women are in the Senate and in the House and in governorships, mayors, and look at that witch who is a lesbian, a female homosexual, who's running to try and sneak back into the White House for another 8 years when she and her partner in crime, sicko Bill Willie Clinton, occupied the White House illegally. She will destroy the country if she's allowed to sneak back into the White House.
Well, she can't win in a Christian country because the bottom line is Timothy, 2nd chapter, 12th verse, said that I don't observe any woman to have any authority over any man. So anybody that's Christian is not supposed to vote for her anyway, period. Just because of her
period, they won't be pulling her strings like a puppet, they'll be pulling her tampon strings.
Hey, and what was that in Isaiah? Which chapter was that? I want you to... If you don't mind repeating that, I want to log that down somewhere to where I can say that again when it's time. You say it's Isaiah what chapter?
chapter 3, verse
chapter 3,
12.
All right, 3 and 12. Thank you, sir.
3:12, Isaiah 3:12. Yeah, it's considered a curse for women and children to rule over a nation. And here's what a lot of people don't know. I think everyone here tonight knows this, but for those listening, since Baby Bush took over in 2001, illegally occupying the White House, he lost that election. He lost the election in 2004. But since Baby Bush has been in the White House, we have had two flaming homosexuals occupy the White House. Baby Bush is a homosexual. Barry Sotoro, the illegal alien from Kenya and Indonesia, is a flaming homosexual. And rumor has it that that partner in crime of his, Michelle, is a guy in drag.
Well, that's kind of
Michelle Tranny.
Well, Bush used to bring in that male porn star. Remember that? The one that they had at the Bohemian Grove? Surely you heard about that, haven't you, Ron?
Well, yeah. They every year at the Bohemian Grove, the last 2 weeks of July, they have a gigantic homosexual party. And they bring in dozens of male homosexuals. There's no female porn stars that go there. They're all male porn stars. The whole thing is a homosexual orgy for 2 weeks. That's all they do.
So usually when you go in the woods, you just got to worry about Lyme disease. Over there, you got to worry about AIDS.
You got fucking Obama blowing Peter North.
As you get lost in those woods, you come upon that group. Or, no, actually, they come upon you. It'd be horrible.
That would really crush my feelings if I found out that Michelle Obama was a transsexual. That would really hurt my fucking feelings. That would really fucking hurt my feelings, man. I'm serious, man. I don't even want to think that shit, man.
A lot of people would be fucked up over that. I mean, at this point, all you can say is who knows what to believe anymore. They got us twisted and turned every which fucking way. It's just crazy. Just nuts.
Well, Saeed's from Chicago. He's familiar with Barry Sotoro being a member of a homosexual gay club there.
Yeah, I mean, because he grew up, actually, Obama. I don't know, Barry Sotoro grew up in Chicago, and he used to have a lot of gay affairs. In fact, there was a guy by the name of Larry Sinclair that BS was involved with for a long time. They used to snort cocaine together, and they used to dabble in homosexuality.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Doing blow and blow each other.
Wow. The words of Charlie Brown, good grief. Oh,
yeah, it's crazy. But this shit is depressing, man. I mean,
what you have, yeah, it is. And what you have now, Mook, is a whole world that's just confused. I mean, everybody here on the line, we know what has to be done, but it's not going to happen.
The only thing we can do is, again, protect your house.
Yeah.
Be responsible for the people that are under your roof, man. If you have sons, have that conversation with them. If you have daughters, have that conversation with them and make that conversation constant. You know what I mean? We're not teaching hate. We're teaching right from damn wrong. And these damn people in the world that want to engage in this behavior wants to make everybody think that we're wrong for being right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you fuck with the natural order of things, man, that's when stuff get twisted. It is not natural for a dude with a beard and razor bumps to be killed. On another man with dude with a beard and razor bumps. It doesn't even sound right. I mean, come on, man. Are you serious?
And look what they got.
Who y'all cannot get together and produce another human being? That's not the natural order of things, man. If you want to be gay, man, go be gay in your own privacy, man. Stop trying to tamper with the rest of the damn world and go into schools and mess with the children's brains. And I want to know what teachers are going to sit in these classrooms and just tolerate that type of behavior. Because I got a problem with that, Ron. This is my thing, man. You like everybody that's somebody. Everybody has to go through a teacher. Now, the country needs to do a lot better when it comes to paying these people and making sure that they can take care of themselves and their loved ones. But for the responsibility that we're asking them to engage in now you telling them, negate the fact that that's a boy, negate the fact that that's a girl. Teach them this bullshit.
Yeah, well, the problem is, I tell all parents, I'm single, never been married, never had any bastard children or any of that. I tell parents, if you send your child to public school, that child or those children will be corrupted, and it's very high probability they're going to turn out to be a homosexual. You have to homeschool them or put them in a school, a private school, tolerate that crap.
Well, I thank God that Charleston County is the worst goddamn county in public education in the country. I used to complain about that, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't never remember coming across any dude that was confused about their sexuality when I was growing up. These youngsters are dabbling in that shit because they've made it fashionable. But, I mean, I think the youngest amongst us is, what, 35? I don't know how old you are, Six. I don't know 31. How old you are, Skinny. But, I mean, goddamn. My parents are 40 years older than me, man. So,
wow.
That type of conversation never had to take place. But I get pimps with it because my son come home and tell me that a boy on the bus, a boy that he stands at the bus stop with every morning, said to him that he was going to have sex with him. Now I'm ready to go kill the boy, his mom, and his dad because I don't know what kind of activity y'all got going on in that house.
Right.
And at the time, this kid was 8 years old. What in the hell are you telling this 8-year-old? Now, I ain't got no problem with what you do in your house, but when it leaks outside of your door and comes into my house, I got to come check your temperature because you are sick.
Yep.
You are sick. And I got to do surgery. I got to cut you. I'm sorry. But, man, I'm telling y'all, man, I still wonder about that because, like I said, man, y'all know what I got going on with Skylar. She got enough to deal with.
You know
and
what,
I got
man,
one
right?
2 months that I got to bring up in this shit. And you mean to tell me they're trying to implement this in the school system now?
Oh,
we
yeah,
are
bro,
in a lose battle, gentlemen.
You didn't see this, but on NBC a couple of months back, they had a special about children. When I say children, I'm not talking teenagers. I'm talking 10 years old and younger, as young as I think 4 or 5, who were going to have a sex change operation.
Ugh.
And
what?
Their parents were all for it.
Yeah.
You know what?
How the fuck do you even,
that's child abuse.
You know what?
How old are these
you
kids?
Know what?
Ron? How old are these kids that want to have these sex changes?
They were all different ages. I think they ranged from 5 to like 10 that were on this program.
5 to 10?
Jesus Christ.
If your kid comes up to you and says, Dad, I want to be a girl at 5, I'm taking them to the fucking, to the counselor right away, you know? Book a session. Get this kid in there and get his fucking head straight.
You can't do that. If you were to take your child to a psychiatrist or a counselor or whatever,
It'll look at you crazy.
And tell the counselor, I want you to explain to him he's not going to have a sex change. You would probably be SWAT teamed the next day, and Child Protective Services would take your child or children away, and they probably lock you up in jail.
That is fucking crazy. Okay, at this point, we all need to say, you know what? We need to call a bear to arms. We need to fucking organize something because this is ridiculous. They want to take every fucking moral fabric that we have as parents. They want to take every right that we have completely away from us. So you mean to tell me if I had a five-year-old son, he comes up to me and says, Dad, I want to be a girl. And I says, no. Then I'm going to get locked up, and they're going to take him away and make my son a girl. The next time I see him, he's going to have tits.
Shit.
The fuck is going on?
There are very high probability that would happen.
You know,
in
I was
a lot
thinking
of
the same
now,
thing.
They have questionnaires, they ask questions about the parents, and they say, does your parents drink? Do they take drugs? Do they do this? Do they have guns, etc.? And the average child doesn't know what's going on, and they answer all the questions, and this gets all logged into a database. And so when the time comes, when it's politically correct, they just go around to all the houses where the child says, yeah, my parent has guns, and they SWAT team take the guns, either shoot the parents or just let them stay there. They got their guns. They don't care anymore. Or if the child said the parents was doing drugs, they SWAT team them, shoot them, or haul them off to jail. That's what's going on in the public schools. They're just like 1984, the book. They're teaching the children to spy on their parents and to turn them in.
Mm-hmm.
They're using your own family against you is what they're doing. And obviously it must be working. I already know they're classifying
with the women
the doctors. You know, they're asking your child what grades they get. So if your child gets bad grades, does that mean that they're going to go on a certain list of undesirables? Is that how they're going to look at it?
I'm probably going to go on
children with bad grades is what they actually want. They want children with bad grades because that means they are more easily manipulated and brainwashed.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That's true.
And here's another thing. If you're at home with your children and you're talking about homosexuals and you're using language like a lot of you guys are tonight, if the child goes to school and they ask him, do your parents talk bad about homosexuals? And your child says yes,
God.
You may be SWAT team in the future.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't going to kill my ass. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm on speak how I done told y'all, man. I remember standing on them yellow footprints and doing everything that this goddamn country told me to do. And I believe in freedom of speech. And I got the right to hate who I want to hate and love who I want to love. These faggots, I'm not going to invite them to my ass. And I'm not going to say, I can't say kiss my ass, and I can't say fuck you, because they may take it in the wrong context. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm saying this, man. I am going to teach my children right from wrong. Now, they can try to implement this wrong on my children in these schools all they want. But I'm telling you right now, if y'all see me on TV and I'm handcuffed, head to Charleston, and then head to North Carolina, because it done went down. I will murder somebody behind tampering with my children.
Well, here's the thing, is you, in America today, you can hate certain people, and you cannot hate other people. And I'll give you an example.
You just told the truth, man. You just told the truth.
Okay,
huh?
If you want to hate Christians, you can hate Christians. If you want to hate patriots and conservatives, you can hate them. But if you speak out in public and say you hate homosexuals or liberals or Democrats or the banksters or something like that, you could be in serious trouble.
You know, could be in it. You are.
And
you got preachers now that have to carry insurance just in case somebody gets offended. We've already passed.
You know. Some nations in Western Europe will not allow preachers to read directly from the Bible, quoting it, when it says something negative about homosexuals. If a preacher does, they go to jail or prison.
You know what? We already passed the point. Bear arms. I mean, like, when that guy was saying it, because, like, I've been thinking it the whole time, but I never really wanted to make myself a target for, you know what I'm saying, for fucking treason. But right now, what we are dealing with, we're dealing with circumstances that are virtually beyond our control any other type of way. I mean, because, like, no matter what we do, there's going to be someone, it's probably going to be another dude, that's going to say, well, I'm just doing my job, and I'm finna go ahead and, you know, bring on the SWAT team and take you out, or you know what I'm saying, they're going to come and arrest you or whatever like that, when we're virtually fighting for our own survival at this point. Masculinity must survive. But
well,
at this point,
the treason that's being committed is by them.
I know
us.
It. But how do we prosecute, how do we stop them? When they are, you know what? That's the reason why they had the right to bear arms, just in case the government got out of hand. But in the same aspect, look where it puts us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
you know.
Because like when I put it like this, when it's time for it to go down, it's gonna be very serious. Meaning like you're gonna have some people that's gonna be like, well, it's not that serious. You know what I'm saying? We need some type of way to be able to communicate with each other. To know what point we going at. Because, like, on the back of my mind, I said, you know what? The only candidate that I think is crazy enough that would say, you know what? You women, you got no motherfucking rights. Kids, go back to your fucking father. The only one I think that could do some crazy shit like that is Donald Trump. My personal opinion.
I agree with you on that 100%.
So, I put it like this. This, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think Donald Trump is the only one that would go against the status quo on all that shit and say, fuck y'all. I put it like this. But if Donald, after 4 years of Donald Trump, then what we do?
Yeah.
Let's look into the future.
It's already fucked. This
told y'all, man, I've been
right
trying
now.
To figure out a way for us to all communicate encrypted, man, because and prayers, you know the deal. We being tapped. We've been marked. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure every last person on this phone is a person of interest. Just because we don't mind bucking the system.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't doubt some of the ones that are listening are in favor of us also.
Oh yeah.
How about
of course.
That one?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, At the same time, too, though, Nat, we understand the problem. We don't know how to get to the solution. What we have to figure out is our protection. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm in the standpoint now of making sure that we can protect ourselves. Where are we going to go when the shit go down? What do we do when we do pull our children out of the school system? What happens then? Because how are we going to combat the roadblocks that they're going to set up to say, okay, homeschooling is not acceptable anymore, and no, he won't be able to get a high school diploma. He won't be able to go to the community college and, you know, pursue this so-called American dream, because I think this American dream that we've been chasing our whole existence has been a facade from the start.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I agree.
They're implementing the American dream that they wanted from the start right now.
Well, you can't collect rainwater. You can't get raw milk. You can't. Little kids can't even have lemonade stands. You know, so
we already
live in a dictatorship. It's just a matter of time before it's a complete total concentration camp, or as Six would say, Thunderdome, Mad Max. That's coming. That shit is coming real fucking. The dollar is almost gone. All these bullshit wars. It's only a matter of time before we blow up a Russian ship or vice versa with all these little war games they got going on over there. Obama just announced the other day they're going to stay in Afghanistan, but this motherfucker comes in office saying he's going to pull everybody out. So now they're going to stay in there and protect the poppy fields. Ain't that right, Sage?
Yes, you're right, because that's what was that was the whole reason why they went into Afghanistan. Was the main reason, not just to knock down the Taliban, was because the Taliban was outlawing the production of poppy, all the drugs. And we know the Rothschilds, they control the drug trade. So they can't stand for their drug trade to be squashed, whether it's by the Taliban or somebody else.
Yeah, well, they've actually shown on Big Brother TV that the Gerardo guy, Rivera, talking to some officer, American soldier, about the poppy fields. And the soldier said, and I just saw it repeated again last night or the night before, said, we are here, the American, the United States corporate mercenary forces are in Afghanistan to protect the poppy farmers, to give them protection from the Taliban.
There you go. Right there. Hey, with that thought, we got a caller. Caller, you're blocked. I don't know who this is. Welcome to the show, caller. Hello?
Oh, it's the agent.
I can't believe how hateful you guys are.
Oh, fucking God. Hang up on this fucking faggot, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I want to say to the older gentleman with the nice voice,
I don't even fucking treat you things as people, man. Get the fuck out of here, you goddamn subterranean creature.
I wasn't talking to you, Sex.
Man, shut the fuck up, you goddamn abnormality. You genetic fucking disaster.
I was not talking to
man.
You. I was
See,
talking
back in the
about
day,
you.
I can respect the old school fag because y'all would kill yourselves. Y'all would, like, drink bleach and die because you were so ashamed of being a faggot.
Whatever.
But fucking disease things like you keep on living, and it's making me sick, man. Fucking go die in a ditch, you fucking AIDS carrier.
I won't cut his mic off
fuck
and let
you,
other
you
people talk.
You fucking carry on, goddamn disease
Tell
bag.
Tell me to cut his mic off. You're not a host on this show. Who the fuck are you?
Fucking hang up on this faggot. I hate fucking faggots, man, for real.
All right, you're out of here.
I got to put up with these motherfuckers being around me, but I don't got to talk to them, man. Go fucking kill yourself,
I don't know what
fucking
the fuck.
Sweet pee piece of shit.
Yeah, and quit calling in with these blocked numbers. I'm not going to answer no more blocked numbers calls.
Fucking homo-ass motherfucker.
Well, this goes to show you the hypocrisy, too, in the mainstream media. If true patriots like ourselves...
Oh, that's Alex.
Hey, so what was that?
Not to cut you off.
What
the fuck? No. He's a regular caller on the comedy show KFYB. He's even called it a Murder Master Music Show a couple times. He's always fucking with Six or Mac. And he just throws the vibe off of everything. I mean, he's a faggot. He's one of these Peter Pumpers. I mean, fudge.
I wish we could tie him in the back of a truck and drag his fucking shame off, man. Fucking blanket party his ass. I want to put a sheet over him and beat him with fucking sticks and his fucking head.
Yeah, six,
faggot motherfucker.
He's always fucking with Six or Mac or whoever. Just a horrible human being. We actually thought he died for a while there, but then he keeps coming back like a bad penny or a $3
yeah,
bill.
He's his own guy, man. He got that super AIDS. He done had so much fucking dick in him and AIDS. It's amazing.
Like an alien strain.
Yeah,
guy's crazy. You've heard him before, haven't you, Skinny? The guy's just fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah, I heard him a couple times. He called our show another time, I thought.
His fucking voice makes me mad, man. I don't like that motherfucker's voice. Is there something about the gay voice, you know, that specific gay voice, man? It makes me want to fucking punch something. I wish I could break this motherfucker's jawline in half, man. Fuck him.
Well, he probably saw the show topic we were having and just wanted to ruin the party. But he ain't throwing us off our game. That's what they do. They want to throw us off of our game. It ain't going to happen. So, Alex DeFerry, you can go fuck yourself.
Here
it's like
came
he almost calls in like an agent.
Hi, guys. He came with his little high-pitched-ass faggy voice. I hate that gay voice, man. Oh, hi, guys.
Yeah, last time he called it, I think it was on a Max show when you were clicking the phone, weren't you?
Yeah. I don't want to hear him no more, man, so I just kept on pushing buttons.
When he calls in on your show, I mean, you have access to the board. I mean, so do I, but I'm not quick with the sound effects. You can find shit and usually drown them out with some type of a song or something, but...
I put James Brown over him, man. I don't want to hear his faggy voice. Get out of here.
We're doing anti, genderfication show, so to speak, and what do we have? We have a faggot call in. That's just lovely. Fucking horrible.
I mean, that's what happens, man. We have a show about men's rights, and a woman,
a feminist calls in.
Feminist call in and piss off Nadalac and throw the whole damn show off.
And she admitted too. I love how the fact she admitted that she was lying.
Lied about everything she had going on.
Yeah. Like you fucking bitch. Like you want to pimp the system, but then you don't want to go out and get a real fucking job.
And you know what this further proves, y'all? That our enemies are listening to the show.
Of course. Of course. Skinny, you hit the nail on the head.
Yep.
Because and someone just said it earlier too, that we're all being tapped and watched. Maybe this Alex the Fairy guy is some type of an agent.
Hey, man,
he's not even gay. Maybe it's a put on. Maybe he's just trying to get us to say anti-gay stuff, and he's recording all of it.
That's not too hard, though. You want some anti-gay stuff? Just act gay, and I'll give it to you all day. You fucking queer.
Just pick up the old fucking rap record from the 80s or 90s. I mean, they said faggot all the time.
Yeah.
You know, pull their panties
down.
Man, Prez,
this is the deal, man. People are opposed to truth. We don't do what everybody else do, man. Everybody want to be politically correct and be kissing everybody's ass and licking booty. We don't do that shit, man. Right is right and wrong is wrong. That's all to it. Now, there's one thing I agreed to when we first started talking is that we was going to stand for truth and we was not going to be afraid of it. Now, if the shit is offensive, it's offensive. It might be tight, but it's right. You know what I'm saying? So, for anybody that's listening and you engage in that behavior, that's your business. Do not try to impose your will on me, my family, or anything that I believe. That's your freedom of opinion. And if you want me to respect yours, then you respect mine. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. So you keep your ass in your world, and we don't have no problems. That's all to it. I deal with these faggots the same way I deal with racists. As long as you keep your hands and your comments to yourself, we ain't got no problem.
Yeah, but here's the problem with the homosexual crowd is they have to recruit young boys and young girls, you know, female homosexuals, they have to do recruitment because they're not bearing children. Very few homosexuals, male or female, are having children. They have to recruit them. They have to go into the public school, into the parks. Yeah, they have to go into, as young men and women get into the clubs, they go into the clubs and recruit them there. That's what the problem is. They don't want to leave us alone because they want our children.
Yeah, they do.
Y'all check this out. I got to get out of here, man. I'm going to leave y'all with this. pray that y'all have a blessed week. You don't encounter any more of these jackasses, man. I'm going to pray for y'all's safety. I'm going to pray for your children's safety. And to all these other motherfuckers that don't like Moon Montana and like what I got to say, I'll send you my address, Jack. You come see me, and I'll put this machete on your bitch ass.
Hey,
y'all have a good evening,
yourself,
man. Luke. All right, Nat, take it easy.
Always good to have Luke on the phone. Hell of a show, guys. Hell of a show. We went in and unfortunately, we got infiltrated by a butt pirate, a booty bandit. Came out of nowhere.
I hate the gay voice, man. Fucking voice it's just unnatural.
I mean, it just comes out of nowhere, and then you have to...
Hi, guys. It's like, man.
I still can't believe he has to put the mic on people.
Yeah. And you don't expect
who the fuck
it. I get
are you?
Blocked calls all the time. I mean, a lot of people will call in, and when it's blocked, you'll just see 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. And so you don't know who it is. Now, there's a screening room, but, you know, I just usually just bring people on, and here he comes.
Fuck it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I want to just end with this comment. You know, the hypocrisy is so bad. Remember Miss America pageant they had a couple of years ago where they asked a question of one of the contestants whether or not she approved of what she thought about gay marriage, and she said, for religious reasons, I object to gay marriage, and she was automatically completely demonized in the media. Remember her?
I heard about that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I heard about it.
Yeah, she objected. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she was... Now, what about that lady that wouldn't marry the
right.
What happened with her?
She had to do time in jail.
She did time in jail, but she got out and she's working again. But did they ever put her back in jail, or what's the deal with that? Anybody know?
Last time I heard, I don't think they did. But yeah, I think he's in jail for 3 days. Yeah, exactly.
It would just be, you know, like no, that's fucking disgusting. Then I got to see him kiss. You may now kiss the bride. Can you imagine saying that to like Mook said, two dudes with razor bumps. You may now kiss the bride. Which one's the bride?
Right, right.
It's like in the lesbian couples, you could always tell. You know, who's the husband, who plays the husband role.
Right.
The one with the buzz cut and the muscles and the stuff on your chin.
Flannel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ. You guys take it easy. Hell of a show. Everything went good except for Alex the Fairy. We'll see you guys here next week. Until then, look out for KFYB Saturday. You going, 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. I think we're doing something for Halloween, if I'm mistaken.
There you go.
Tying up a bitch and raping her on the phone. I don't know. We'll catch y'all next week.
You guys, just Ted Bundy stuff. What about American Focus? What are you guys doing? You guys still doing shows? Think they're gone. Nadalek, you got anything going on? Anything you want to shout out?
I think we lost everybody.
Is everybody still there?
I think we did. But
lost happened.
Mook
gone too.
Build the routine if you want. If you want a real good production from a professional, UGSforLife.com. Same with art. If you need any kind of art, logos, business cards, graphics, whatever the fuck you need, UGSforLife.com. Spend some money with some people that actually do quality work. I mean, we got in-house everything you need. Everything you need, all right there, UGSforLife.com. But come with money in hand. Don't be on the...
Please have money.
Yes, Jewish bullshit. Shout out to all the Jews, you dirty fucking Ebes. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.